tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone. From the North Pole Flight Command Center in Turkey, I'm Elf Mary Ann Bright, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. At the North Pole at this hour, a massive airlift of support sleighs are launching by the hundreds every hour, and the skies all over the world are beginning to fill with sleighs, all moving material and transporting elves to and from the North Pole. Santa began an effort last spring to construct thousands of new sleighs of various colors, almost as if he knew conditions today would be what they are. Joining us now to discuss the sleigh airlift is Elf Wendell Harold McIntyre III, a strategist at Flight Command. Sir, I hear they call you Wendy.
You heard wrong, darling. You can call me General.
Oh, okay. Are you military, sir?
Retired U.S. Air Force.
Okay, General. Did Santa know he would need all these sleighs today?
We don't know. We just know he expanded the staff and had a whole regiment of new pilots trained, and here we are today dealing with flying sleighs all over the place. I ain't never seen anything like it.
Well, besides people and supplies, are these sleighs carrying anything else?
Well, yes, but that's kind of classified. Let's just say they're each loaded to the gills with Christmas stuff.
Stuff?
Yes, material of a Christmas sort. You know, wink, wink, diddle, diddle.
Okay, General. You know what? You military types are a little weird. For the North Pole, I'm Elf Mary Ann Bright, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.